ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. It's your host, Sean. We are here today. For those of you who can't see the visual, I already gave Andrew a little bit of a compliment. He's got a nice background. I didn't ask him about his TikTok lights. Wonder if he's got TikTok yoga pants. We'll ask him here in a minute. But as always, folks, we're bellowing up to the bar. We are talking video games tonight. If you're following us on Instagram, maybe that's something we should do, is we can have who can name all the pictures from the Instagrams here. But we have Andrew Dibble. Andrew is a friend, and I won't hold it against him, of Tim Sokol. That's how we originally met when Tim was on. More importantly, though, Andrew was also a Marine, served just like myself. So as I always like to say to all of us that have served, thank you for your service. Even though I did it, I also appreciate what you did, because we got to all do it together. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. So I got my little Marine Corps A-10 Warthog shot glass.
Nice.
Yep. It's actually a spent shell from a Warthog.
I've got my Budweiser Salute U.S. Marines glass tonight.
Like it. I've got my Sonic mug too. Got to have the support the video gaming when playing video games.
And we're going to have to talk about that, the whole Sonic thing. But before we get going, though, and get too far into this, as always, we got to do some housekeeping. Let's see if I get it right, because I always point wrong. Look at that. Did it right tonight. We've got sticker and a cause, folks, as always. We got our first one last week from Tim I. Miller from out in Missoula, Montana. If you've got something that you're supporting, something you believe in, something that's a cause, you've got your own podcast, whatever it happens to be, and you've got a sticker for it, send me your sticker. I'll read whatever it's about, and we'll put your sticker up, and you'll be the show of the day, the item of the day, whatever it is. It'll be a sticker and a cause for you. We've already got up there. We have plenty of Raven stuff, you know, for those of us that are adults and like football. You know, nothing like Steelers fans that are around and all those kind of things. And I live with a Carolina fan, but like Steelers, ugh. So we've got that going on. Also, make sure, as we do in all of our shows, you take whatever you're listening to this on, whether it be on my personal page, my Facebook, or my show page, whichever one you're on, make sure you take a moment right now and you share this to every other page that you can think of. Your goal should always be the same, folks. See if you can get kicked off and get nasty grams from people that say, I can't believe, why are you sharing this? This isn't what this is for. Those are my favorite, Andrew, is I always go back and I look to see who sent me a message that's like, this page is all. Do you ever watch the show Magicians? Did you ever watch that?
I did, actually. I had never watched it. I started watching it with the wife.
It's amazing. It's like adult. Yep. It's adult Harry Potter.
Yep.
Like, that's the best way I can describe it. If you've never watched Magicians, folks, Magicians is like if Harry Potter went to college, did a lot of drugs, and fooled around a lot, like crossed a lot of different lines. But it's funny because I shared to the Magicians fan page the other day, and somebody was like, what is this about? Why are you sharing this here? I'm like, because it'll be magic if you watch it.
Oh, I see what you did there. All right.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum. Wait a sec.
Nailed it.
So, all right. So as I'm sharing away here, Andrew, give us a little background on so you're a Twitch streamer. Is that like your big thing? That's what you enjoy the most, is the Twitch piece?
It is. So actually, it's kind of funny. I had never even thought about streaming at all. And I had a friend that I played softball with out in Nevada who started doing it. And he is kind of the same thing you did, where he plastered across social media. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's see what this is all about. And I was watching it and I was talking to my wife and she's like, so why don't you do it? like, oh no, I could never. And then through talking and stuff and setting up a little TV tray in the middle of the living room, I started streaming Call of Duty. I'm huge on first person shooters right now, and that's what it is. And that's how it became to be. Twitch, there's three main streaming platforms. It's Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Gaming. And Twitch was just the easiest to set up at the time, and that's where I fell, and that's where I stream on.
Nice. So now, for people who don't know what Twitch is, what is Twitch? Other than like when somebody punches you in the neck.
So it's a streaming platform. So basically you live stream. It's not just video games. There's a just chatting aspect, a podcast, but it's basically just a platform that you can, for me, play video games and have people around the world watch you play. And that's really what it is. You can literally do anything and you can live stream it on Twitch and someone will watch you do it. It's basically live streaming, a live feed. Yeah.
Wait a sec. Tell me more.
There's definitely a lot of talk about that because you get female streamers who have thousands and thousands of followers that are just sitting in their bedroom, just sitting and talking to someone. But then you have someone who's getting valuable content and it's just
four people
watching you. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. So you're talking about, what do they call them? They're called Twitch girls.
Yeah. Yep.
So they provide, you know, they're attractive women. They're on there. They're playing Mario Kart or, you know, something along those lines. And they're not really saying like, so you get it and they're not providing details. Like my son got, I'm going to get it wrong here. Subnautica. Does that sound right?
Okay.
I'm gonna say that's right. He's on. Let's say for those of you who can't see this, this is not a great form of audio. It's just me bouncing my thumbs like I'm playing a video game.
Yep.
This doesn't work. He was playing the Switch.
Yeah. Yep.
And he loves this game, but it's like an underwater research survival game.
Okay.
And he is so into it. And it's called Subnautica.
Okay.
So. Yep. I know what you mean by like providing good content. I don't understand the watching other people play video games thing. I promise.
It's strange too, because a lot of people, and I never thought I would be that person. I mean, I have played video games since I could remember, and I never thought I'd be that person. That's like, oh yeah, like let me just watch people play video. But now I've realized to the point that if I'm working, I'll have it up in the background on a screen, just listening. And I think it's because I'm passionate about the game that they're playing, but also you get certain streamers. There's a streamer whose name is Stone Mountain, who is huge and has been in this since the beginning, who will actually play and walk you through. He's like, all right, so I'm going to, for instance, I'm going to move over to this area because I know the enemies are coming from this area, or I'm going to use this gun. So it teaches you. I mean, and some of it's just entertainment because some of these guys just go, we call them rage comms. And they just get so pissed off when they do something wrong or they die or yeah. And it's entertainment and it's strange. And it's getting to be the point that it is. I think it was NBC or CBS picked up a couple of big streamers from Twitch and paid them to stream Monday Night Football through their stream.
Really?
Yeah. So Bud Light at one point did a sponsored a tournament, a Call of Duty tournament. As long as they just put like Bud Light on their Twitch and all that.
Well, my son really got into the Call of Duty League mm-hmm. this year. And so he was into it 2 years ago when it really first kind of kicked off. And he would be like, oh, this is the Seattle team. This is the New York team. And he was telling me about them. And I found it interesting because I like sports. I like video games also.
Yep.
You can't see it right now, but to my right, I have a one-up. For arcade one up. I don't know if you've ever seen those before.
Yep.
I have an arcade one up and it's the limited edition version of Marvel Superheroes.
Perfect.
So it's got the backlight on it. It's got everything.
Yep.
So I understand the joy of video games. I even get and I've done this to games myself where I'm like, I can't get past this level or I can't figure out what's going on here.
Yep.
And it used to be back in the day, we would get Nintendo Magazine. How old are you?
I'm 35. I'll be 36 in November. All right, remember Nintendo Magazine.
You still remember it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So like I was an early on, like had the legit Nintendo magazine and loved it and really was very, very into, like, because it had walkthroughs, it had maps that you couldn't get anywhere else. It had those things. So I get the watching somebody else like do it and go, oh, okay, that's how I do this, because I'm done sitting here for the last 45 minutes and can't get past this point.
Can't get past the Zelda maps.
Right. Well, look, so you got the Zelda map one. Do you know what that is?
I do not. What are we looking at?
So for those of you that can't see it right now, I said it a million times. I am a huge fan of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And one of the greatest scenes in all of Walking Dead.
Is that Glenn?
This is the original panel from the page that when Glenn gets his head smashed in and is asking for his wife. So this is what I'm wearing today. So you got our first question right off the bat, my buddy Tom. Tom said, how is watching someone play a video game different than watching other people play sports? Tom, I agree with you. I completely get it as far as that. And it's changed. We had let's see how much you really went back and checked out the shows here, Andrew. Did you listen to Baron Yun from Japan?
I did not. I went back and read it a little bit. That's the esports, right? I went back and went back and looked up his book and everything as well.
It's pretty impressive. And I mean, he works for a large financing company.
Yep.
And they put big money into esports. And now over Japan just got their first esports hotel completely dedicated.
Well, I mean, it's big too. I mean, I just, I'm starting my master's in digital media here in June. And one of the things that I'm looking at is sports marketing and all that. And I was going through one of the sports, it's called Teamwork Online, where you find a job in sports. One of the things that popped up is a coordinator for the Pittsburgh Knights, who is an esports team out of Pittsburgh.
Really?
For Call of Duty League and Apex, which is another type of first-person shooter.
So they suck.
Yeah.
They're out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, of course. You know, Ravens.
Again, Ravens. Go Ravens.
I don't have my – I got my Carolina banner up here to my left and my Anaheim Ducks and my Luke Kuechly signed picture up there. So,
And Chris Gobie, another – Chris is a Marine.
Okay.
We served together. He wasn't that good at it, though. Yes, Chris, I am showing my age. And Kitty, who is – see, this is one of those ones where, like, she changed her name years later. I've always known her as I've always known her by the same name.
Yep.
So she changed it to Kitty. But, yes, dear, we are getting old. It is happening. Tom wanted to tell you, Blizzard has a league for Overwatch. I didn't know they had a league for Overwatch.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So that's the other thing. So talking about Blizzard is huge on Overwatch. And the other thing that they're big on, and it's huge on Twitch, World of Warcraft. Blizzard is who does World of Warcraft. I mean, that's huge. Whether you're a nerd or not, you've heard of WoW. I mean, it's
absolutely. Whip them out Wednesday.
Yeah. Perfect. You Ravens.
That's right. Cheryl, I'm sorry. I love my Ravens. There is no getting around it. But I'm waiting on my phone call this week. Are you a lacrosse fan?
I'm a Syracuse fan of lacrosse.
University of Maryland, fear the turtle.
Fair enough. I grew up outside of Syracuse. When I was stationed up there, we were working at I&I's, and we were getting tickets thrown at us for lacrosse games at the Dome.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, are you going to get season tickets to Albany Firebirds?
Or Firewolves? I'm in Illinois now.
Are you?
Yeah. We're right outside of Chicago.
Look, that was the one thing in the Marine Corps. Tell me how many times you ran into this in the Marine Corps. You would say to somebody, hey, man, where are you from? And they'd be like, Chicago. And you're like, oh, really? What part? And they'd be like, 2 hours south.
Yeah.
Bro, that's Gary, Indiana. That's not Chicago. That's Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, but
I just didn't think you knew where it was.
Well, it's the same thing in New York. Be like, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from New York. Oh, Like, what borough? I'm like, no, I'm from upstate. Oh, that doesn't count. I'm like, no, the huge other part of the state
right.
doesn't matter if I'm not from the city.
Yeah, the other 99% of the state, you want to know about 3 square miles of island.
Yeah, and then I got to break it down. Like, oh, well, I'm from Syracuse. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know where that is. I'm like, well, I'm actually from Canastota. Oh, yeah, I know where that
Canastota.
Is.
Canastota.
Like, all right.
Hold on. I know where Canastota is. That's milepost 270 on the railroad.
Nice.
And it's also the home, for those who don't know it, Canastota is also known as the home of the Boxing Hall of Fame.
I actually met Muhammad Ali there.
Did you really? What was that like?
It was good. He was close to the end. Like, it was not great speaking to him, but it's cool to meet Muhammad Ali. I mean, it's Muhammad Ali. It's sports. I'm huge in sports. It's Muhammad Ali. You can't.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yep.
I've actually got rolled up in my safe room, an original The Fight poster, Ali Frazier. It's the one that looks like that was painted. It looks like a glove. If you ever get a chance to see it, and it's The Fight, original closed circuit TV poster advertising to come watch the fight in Harlem.
See, that's awesome. That's, I think another, if I had to pick a Ali, I'd like a Rumble in the Jumble.
Rumble in the Jungle. Jungle. Absolutely. Yep. I mean,
yep.
But I would like to have something from when he still fought as Cassius Clay.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure that stuff's hard to come by. I mean,
it's got to be amazing.
Yep.
Talk slowly. Robert is listening. He was in the Army.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's a GED waiver.
Gotcha.
ASVAB waiver, something like that. And Eric. Yeah, okay, you're in New York. I'll give it to you, Eric. Go Giants. But you're only good against the Patriots. I mean, you're like Tom Brady's Achilles heel.
Yeah.
We can talk about the Ravens in the 2000 Super Bowl. Do you have because we're on Super Bowls for a moment. Do you have like a Super Bowl moment that like always is stuck in your head?
Oh, for me, being a Carolina fan, it's when Cam Newton got sacked, dropped the ball and just looked at it when they were playing Denver, just literally looked at the ball and they picked it up and ran it back. I'm like, oh, cool. I guess we're not playing football today. I guess. Yeah. And then my other one. Yeah. That's probably the big one is it hurt so bad.
For me, it was always be during that Super Bowl in 2000 when the lights went out.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I mean, the Ravens were stomping them. They were having a hell of a game. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get a first win. You know, only been a team for 5 years. We're going to get our first Super Bowl already. And them lights went out. I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. These lights are going to come back on. They've lost the momentum. We're
collusion.
Done.
Collusion. Yeah,
right. I'm like, this can't be real. It can't be happening. I love football. I can't wait. 17 games, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm for it. I mean, I'm not a player, so I'm not the one getting the crap kicked out of me. So right. I'm for it.
I'm against it. What's your for it for?
So, I mean, for me, it's just entertainment. I mean, it's just more games. I think it throws a different dynamic. And I listen to a lot of Pat McAfee's podcast in the morning, and they kind of go back and forth, him being a football player and everything. What's your no for it?
Here's my thing. So, and it's funny, it just came up. And Eric, the David Tyree catch. I agree.
I've got a signed Syracuse picture signed by David Tyree.
Nice. Yep. There you go. My no is this. So I have a good friend of mine from work, Luke, who's a diehard Jets fan, which I think you have to be if you're a Jets fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you can't even say like you're a Jets fan unless you like truly just love the Jets.
Yep.
Because they're so bad.
Yeah, they're terrible.
We were texting back and forth today and we were talking about football and he goes, hey man, different situations. I'm not getting into it on the show, but he was like, hey, if I talk to you throughout the season, I'll say, you know, let's see how the Jets end up. Cause they drafted a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
And he thinks they're going to,
everyone thinks he's just saving grace, but yeah.
Right. He's like, they're going to take us to the promised land. I said, is the promised land 8-9?
Yeah, exactly.
Think about that now. 8-9. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Nope. And that was one of the big things is that it can make someone's team look, it can give a, it paints a whole different picture.
Right. You're 8-9. Well, yep. Well, shit. You know, that's a whole nother animal. Like, I would have been fine with three preseason games and a 16-game season.
Yeah.
I'd have been perfectly fine with that. Poor Tyler. I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, I just don't – I don't get it. I don't see the reasoning. So, how do you – so, I'm going to roll this back because I told you we're making left turns all day.
Oh, today, absolutely.
I am already – like, we had every intention of talking about video games. And I do want to get into this. So, you're almost 10 years younger than me. I'm 44, so about 8 years. What was your first system then that you like, I got this?
So, my first system was a Sega.
Okay.
However, my first system that I ever owned was a Sega. I had a cousin that was basically a brother, 4 months older than me, lived across the street from each other. And he was lucky enough to get where all the aunts saved up and got him a Nintendo. So that was a big thing. But also growing up, a couple of my uncles had Ataris, some Commodore 64s. I mean, you're talking some older stuff. You've got the original Macs and original PCs where it's literally just typing adventures. I mean, there's.
So now I know who Eric's talking about. He's talking about a different coworker. Eric, I'll have to tell you, man, this was a railroad coworker. I had no idea. That explains why this other Tyler he's mentioning works so hard, because he has no reason to pay attention to football.
Yep. Well, I'll feel sorry for him when Sam Darnold takes us to the Super Bowl after the Jets got rid of
him. I don't – the Jets are just – they get rid of things that never make sense. So I know what you mean, though, so some of those systems. So my actual first system – hold on one second. So my first actual system was a Pong system.
Okay. Yep.
And it was this red box that just, you sat it in front of you, and you just, it had two knobs. It went like this, just you turn the two knobs, and that was the extent of it. There was no more in it than that. My other boss, let's see if we can, Eric, guess who's texting me? We can see if he can tune in. Just doing the podcast. Come join us. That's pretty funny. He won't join us. But it was a Pong. And then we were talking about it before the show. Now, did you ever play an original Nintendo Entertainment Center NES?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How long were the, do you know, have any idea how long those were out before the 64? It was the Super, then the 64, right?
Correct. Yeah. It was NES and then Super and then 64. So the NES, I think, was 89, maybe 85. It depends. So there's a release in Japan and a release in the States. And I don't remember what the, I think it was right around 88, maybe 89. For Nintendo.
And that's the Super?
No, that's NES.
NES. Yep. Tom verified it.
I'm sorry, 83.
That's the NES.
NES was 83. Yep.
Which I remember buying. I paid, we were talking about this. I paid $155. I saved up my change as a kid.
Yep.
Saved up a bunch of change. $155 came with Rob the Robot, this game called Gyromite. And for those of you that know it, Rob was supposed to be so advanced that he could watch the TV and he knew where you were standing, and he would pick up this little spinning gyro and drop it in the correct location. Guess what Rob never did? Rob never did that shit.
Of course.
Rob was a heavy drinker. He just stared at the TV. He had very large eyes. It never worked right.
Of course not. No. Nintendo had their failures.
Oh, God. And you know what? You bring up failures. Is there any bigger failure than the E.T. game?
No, so there's actually a Netflix show about essentially the video games that made us. And one of them talks about E.T. and how terrible it was.
TurboGrafx. I forgot about the TurboGrafx. Yep. TurboGrafx.
Yeah.
Neo Geo.
Yep.
Did you remember, or maybe, I don't know if you would remember this or not. Do you remember the Philips system?
I do not.
So Philips, the, you know, the light bulb company,
yep,
had a step into the video game world.
Nice.
And I wanted this thing so bad. It was just like live action, and it had this, oh, you're going to be like, the people be moving. Because there was an arcade game. Were you a big arcade guy?
Yep. We had Pepe's Pizza out in Canastota and out in Oneida. That it was just, you'd go and go, a place for the birthdays. You'd go and get your pizza, and it's just a huge arcade.
Now, how far are you from the skate park in Canastota?
So when I lived there, I was probably 8-10 miles away.
Oh, you were right there. Not too far.
Oh, I spent time there. Tom, I grew up as a little skater punk.
Hey, Tom, you know the skate park I'm talking about. When you're coming across, heading up to Niagara Falls, right there at 270, and you look to your left, that's the skate park we're talking about. He'll be qualifying on the railroad here soon enough.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so Philips had this system. I don't even remember what it was called, but I wanted it so bad. And my mom was like, I'll get you, or maybe. But my dad bought this thing, and it was like so bad. It was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Stanko, I recently watched Moneyball. Could anything like sabermetrics be used in competitive video games? By the way, my first gaming system, you use an ASR33 Teletype and played Star Trek. Joe, I'm gonna have to Google that. Somebody Google that for me. I don't even know what that is.
Me, that's
like Joe, you win. Like, I don't even know what that is. Is that like an IBM computer? I mean, Joe, you're going to have to give me some more information where to find that one. That's a new one. And I love Star Trek. We actually, Chris Jones, he's a guy who came on. He does podcasts. Chris and his buddies actually redid a Star Trek game that still to this day you can find. Like, they updated all the ships. They did all kinds of stuff. Nice. Like, they were like, I love that about video games. Tom said your skate park, Compound Fracture Park. It looks like that's like the most concrete skate park I've ever seen.
Yeah, most skate parks are pretty. My skate park was a couple of boxes we set up outside my high school for the longest time.
So you were that kid. Very old Atari 8800 with a Teletype interface. Now, it's funny. Here's one for you. And Joe, I'm glad you brought that one up. Did you ever play an Intellivision?
No, I think that dates me a little bit.
So I'll date myself a little bit here. I had an Intellivision, and I remember when my dad bought the thing, and it was the coolest thing ever. But what really made Intellivision like the best was they were the first company to have a talking video games.
Nice. Okay.
But here's what's really wild. You actually had to plug an entirely separate unit into the side of the machine where the cartridges went.
Yep.
And then there was special cartridges that went into there.
See, and that's interesting. And that's, you look at the history of some video game systems and things that, so Nintendo had it was like Nintendo 3D. It wasn't like a 3DS or anything like that, but it was this little set of goggles that you put your face up into. And it's just the entire thing. I don't know how more of us didn't go blind. It was just the screen, the colors. It wasn't black and white. It was just red and black. And it's like, I don't know how people didn't go blind, but it was a terrible system. With the Teletype, yeah.
All right, we got Cheryl's hooking us up here. The Teletype Model 33 is an electromechanical tel printer designed for light-duty office use. It is less rugged and costs less than the usual Teletype machine. The Teletype Corporation introduced the Model 33 as a commercial product in 1963, being originally designed for the Navy. Interesting. And the Philips system was the Philips CDI.
Gotcha. Like, that is interesting, especially that the Navy would go. I mean, something that was used by the Navy would come in to essentially make something that was video game. And also, I know Joe is Cheryl's dad, incredibly intelligent individual. So I can just imagine some of the stuff that some of the programs and things that they could make as kids. And
now, Cheryl, your wife?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I'm going to delete all these. She's a Steelers fan. I got to delete all this. but you know what? You bring that up. Like, have you followed any of this stuff where, you know, how they're using the virtual technology in gaming now?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like Oculus. Oculus is huge. I've actually got a guy that I was in the Marines with. We're trying to figure out a way to incorporate it into our gaming team because they've got some really good VR stuff that Oculus is huge right now. I mean, it's becoming a big thing, and I think it's the future. I don't think we're there yet, but I think it's going to be a huge thing in the future.
Now, have you played with it at all?
I have not tried an Oculus yet. I would like to. I was just kind of waiting, and I usually do it for all video game systems, like the PS5s, and I usually give them like a year or two to come out and work all the kinks out, because you know, people are like, oh yeah, I just spent $800 on a PS5, and it is a paperweight now because it lit on fire. Right. Like, I mean,
the Xbox Red Circle of Death from the Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
See, as a PlayStation guy, I used to love that. Guys, oh, yeah. My stupid Xbox isn't working now. I've got the Red Circle of Death. This is bullshit. I need to go ahead and get a new one. And
I'm like, how does a company make a product that, call customer support? Well, how do I fix it? Oh, no, you can't. You're done. Like, yeah. It's done.
Yeah, it's done. Sorry about your luck. That red circle was our way of saying, pay me another one. Yep. I really like this.
But no, there's one thing that I bring up, and hardly anyone knew about it. So Sega in the 90s had something through Time Warner Cable. When they were Roadrunner and Time Warner Cable, it was called Sega Channel.
Sega Channel.
Oh my, no one knows about it. And I'm like, it was amazing. Yeah. You literally plug it into your console and get a live update every 30 days of new video games. It was amazing.
That was the first one with Sega Channel.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were the first ones that, and I don't know what happened to it. They had, do you remember the Sega Genesis cards?
Yes. Yep.
That was the most genius thing with video games, that I don't know why we haven't gone back to that.
Yeah. It's the way that video games have evolved. Like, I have to pay the same price now for a disc game as if I do if I download it. And I'm like, come on, guy. I understand it's like 5 cents to get me the packaging, but why am I paying the same price for both of them? Someone figure this out.
Did you listen to the first episode of my show? Are you trying to repeat it?
Oh, was that it? I am not. So,
we are going to revisit this right now, ladies and gentlemen. I had my 11-year-old in the back of my car, and we're going down the road, forever podcasting. And I'm complaining about the fact that he's like, Dad, I want this game. And I'm like, son, I'm not going to the store to pick the game up, whatever it was.
Yep.
Well, we can just download it, Dad. It's like $50. I said, son, I'm not paying the exact same price for a video game online as I do in the store. And he goes, I said, why do you think I should pay that same price? You know what he told me? You're paying for the convenience, Dad.
Yeah.
He outsmarted me.
He's not wrong. I mean,
like, you don't have nothing to say to that.
You don't. I mean, it is a convenience factor. I mean, that's. But and unfortunately with that, so I've got a 500 gigabyte, I've got a 500 gigabyte PlayStation. I had to buy an external hard drive so that I could download the updates for Call of Duty Warzone. Yeah. Because they are doing,
I've got the same thing.
Yeah, 50 gigabyte updates. That it's anytime someone they're like, oh, new Call of Duty update coming, there's just memes going around the internet where it's like people just sweating, like my PlayStation hard drive. Because it's ridiculous. I can literally have two games on my PlayStation. Other than that, I have to have an external hard drive.
I've got a one and a half terabyte.
Yep, external. That's what I've got too. Yep.
Because I'm like, because my other side is my PlayStation's pretty old. It's held up very well.
Yep.
And I'm like, I will be so upset if this thing crashes.
Oh yeah.
And I lose these games.
Yep, absolutely.
So I'm like, well, I'll buy this external. They're more than happy to sell it to you. Oh, but he said, the kid said that to me. He goes, Dad, it's a convenience factor. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to worry about, is it in the store? It's right there.
See, but I think that takes the fun out of it too. And going, I don't know how many World of Warcraft and Call of Duty releases I went to at GameStops. I went to one Call of Duty release where they had an airsoft and a paintball course set up in the parking lot for a midnight release. I mean, like, how cool is that? You're just like, oh yeah, like, cool, I'm gonna go get a video. It's not waiting in line. It's like, all right, cool. And then for the World of Warcraft, it's just people watching, man. I mean, you get the World of Warcraft people coming out at midnight, the stuff you see is just it's ridiculous. But
now, yeah. Now, were you a World of Warcraft guy?
I was, yep. So I was a did I lose? Did I freeze? Oh, no. Well, it looks like I'm still here. I think he froze. Oh, weird. Nope, dropped out.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, well, it looks like he dropped out. Hi, everyone. So we'll see if he comes back. See if he gets a bit. To answer his question, I was a World of Warcraft. There. Oh, there we go. Oh. There we are.
Were you carrying it for me?
I was trying. I'm like, am I the one frozen? Cheryl's like, no, you're still going. Talk. I'm like, gotcha. Right.
Cheryl, you redeemed yourself. You redeemed yourself as a Ravens fan. I don't know. That was weird. Like, all of a sudden, one of the big gaming systems must have came at me.
Yep. To answer your question, yeah, I was a big World of Warcraft guy. I started out with a game called EverQuest. It was another massive multiplayer role-playing game.
I remember EverQuest.
Its nickname was EverCrack. Book series. Called it EverCrack. It was, I remember running home from school. I remember skipping school to play it. So, yeah, that's
I was an Ultima Online guy.
Okay, yep, same concept.
Yeah, they were all basically the same concept. And it was almost, you know, we've all heard the term console war.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you're into the video games, and it's almost today, it's like the phones. I'm an iPhone guy. Well, fuck that. I'm an Android guy. I ain't buying no iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, it's this, right? You're an Android?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dork. You probably get an Xbox too, don't you?
I have both.
You go both ways, huh?
Yeah. I got my PlayStation and my Xbox and a Switch.
We'll try. That's a whole nother side. Rob. If you're going to call me a moron, don't call me a Maureen. That's a person's name. That's like, again, he was in the army. We take our time with him. We work slowly, you know.
Got to spell stuff phonetically.
Yes. It's not to he, it's the. Xbox plus PlayStation equals 1/30th PC. Look, and Tom's a PC guy.
I've got a PC as well.
I've got it all covered. What are you going to do today? This is Bushida. But, you know, Tom's a big PC guy. And I get it all. I remember being a kid. We had Commodore 64.
Yep.
That was – and playing the Dungeons & Dragons games on that. Have you ever played any of those?
Oh, yeah.
AF is better. Is better. AF what? I don't even know what that means. I'm Xbox, both PC. So, Tom, you suck at games, video games. I can't say that. Tom's like at one point in time was ranked like nationally, like in the top some stupid number in a video game. I have nothing I can say about it. Been ranked.
AF, Air Force.
Oh, God. Chair Force? Oh, God. So, all right, we're going to shift into the Marine Corps for a minute. So where were you stationed at?
I started in Lejeune, went to an INI station in Syracuse, and I finished in Okinawa.
I so miss Lejeune. I would move back in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, you're a better man than me.
So, all right, so I'll help you out. Now you think about it right now and you say to yourself, I would never want to be stationed in Lejeune. You are 30 minutes from the beach. You are direct. You ever heard of Topsail, Surf City, or Emerald Isle?
Oh, of course I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so is everybody else up and down the East Coast because they pay stupid amounts of money True. To vacation there. You got to live there.
Yeah, I guess.
You're 45 minutes from Wilmington, 2 hours from Raleigh, 2 hours from Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
And you know what the craziest thing about it all is? As a family man now, do you know Lejeune is always ranked as the number one military city to raise a family?
I could see it. I mean, I guess.
When you're young, though, you look around and go, he's a Marine, he's a Marine, he's a Marine, he's a Marine. Where's the she at? And the girl, and there's one girl who in your hometown, nobody would have looked twice at, but on Camp Lejeune, everybody's like beating down her door.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. It was the same way in Japan for me too. When I got there, everyone's like, oh, it's a shithole. You're not going to like it here. And I got a car and I'm like, I'm at a tropical island. I'm pretty sure this will be okay.
Right. I'll survive.
Yeah. But I was there as a sergeant. So I didn't have a curfew. I could stay out past midnight. I could drive and go and visit the pineapple factories and see some cool glass blowing stuff, where the people that are complaining are like, oh, I have to stay outside the base where it's
right.
Everything that's Americanized.
Right. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. Oh, absolutely. But I have two funny Air Force stories. Now, was Cheryl in the Air Force?
She was not, but her dad is a retired colonel. And
all right, perfect. He will like the both. He will appreciate both these stories if Joe's still listening. So, I was at 29 Stumps.
Good for you.
I wasn't stationed there. We did CACs and double CACs and a WTI.
Yep, we did a double CACs. We did a double CACs as well.
So for those of you who don't know what CACs is, that stands for Combined Arms Exercise. That really just means that they send a bunch of Marines out into the desert and we blow up sand.
Yep. Lots of it.
And lots of sand. We just blow up sand. And the only thing that stops us is the endangered green desert tortoise.
Yep.
This turtle, for those of you who don't know it, if you touch it, is a $10,000 fine because it pees on itself. And once it pees on itself, there's some chief warrant officer that lives in 29 Palms that has like a pen in his backyard full of these turtles because dumb Marines have touched this turtle. That's a real thing.
Yeah, no, it's 100% a real thing.
It's amazing. So we did a double CACs and a WTI, Weapons Training Institute, which is down in Yuma, Arizona, which is a town that there's like 50 Marines in, and then WTI shows up and there's like 2,500 Marines in.
Yep.
And we stack in every single bar we can find. And they, you know what else is interesting about Yuma? 310 to Yuma. If you've never seen the movie, both of them, they're amazing. Is Yuma doesn't like, they have pool tables, and pool tables are for putting your coat on in Yuma, Arizona. The electronic dartboards are everything.
Interesting.
It's true. So we're out there going cross country and we stopped. There's an Air Force base. Joe, if you're listening and you can think of what it is, there's a closed Air Force base out there. Have you ever stayed at an Air Force base?
I have not stayed at Air Force. Well, so I've stayed at Kadena in Okinawa.
Okay.
So, yep.
So what was Kadena like next to like Schwab or one of those?
I'm a Marine, so counting's a little, no, it was about a 5-star to a 1-star. I mean, it was pretty, you walk into the chow hall and you're like, what is this? What is this delectable, right? It doesn't come in a brown paper bag. What is this? Wow. Shit?
Wow. You guys wear gloves to serve me?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what it was like. Like we got on the base. And we're like, they give me my room for the night, and I had a room. There was nobody else in it but me.
This isn't right.
And there's like, it had a bathroom for nobody else but me.
Yep. Don't miss the shared bathrooms.
And there was like a door, like a little hall that went out the room, and there was like somebody else on the other side, like another Marine. I'm like, bro, is this right?
Is this a trap? It's a trap.
Like, do we have to fucking clean this thing? I asked him, I was like, do we have to clean this thing? He's like, nah, man, this is just it. I'm like, fuck, this can't be real.
No, this isn't right.
Like I felt like I had done something wrong. Like I was somehow cheating.
Yep. No, it's 100% like, how it is.
Yeah. Like this is how, just so you folks know, for the all four of you that listen to this, is this is how we're treated as Marines. Is we, if we're giving anything nice, it's almost like one of those, like, I can't think of the right term, where like you've beaten someone and beaten someone so badly that once you give them something nice, they feel like, no, I can't have this. This is too nice.
No, there's no way. I mean, and it's exactly how it is. Yeah, it's exactly, yeah. It's exactly how it is. You 100%. You're like, there's no way. Like, all right, am I being punked? Like, what is it? Is there something in my room? Like you said, am I just here to clean this? Like what's going on?
Like what?
Like,
is this staff housing? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Is one of the perks. Yes.
Yeah. Is the colonel going to come walking through the door wondering why there's a little Marine sitting in my room right now?
why is there a Lance Corporal in my room right now? I'm sorry, sir. I'll get my shit and I'll get right out of here.
Where do I sign my Article 50? Where do I sign my NJPs? I know I'm going to get yelled at for this. Yeah.
This is conduct unbecoming. I knew it. I deserve this.
JJ did tie buckle. What's going on? Just start screaming the Marine Corps hand. I don't know what's going on. Overload, just brain overload, just meltdown.
Just complete shutdown. I've completely shit to bed on this one. Yep. And the other time was the V-22s. So I was stationed on New River Air Station, which was a pretty good place to be stationed. And the barracks were pretty nice. Like, you were right by nothing about those barracks were ever bad.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. So the Air Force and the Marine Corps are the only two branches of service that use the V-22.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know what the V-22 is, it's a tilt rotor design. It is not a helicopter. It's a tilt rotor design. As a 53 avionics guy, I will tell you it is tilt rotor because the 53 is still the fastest helicopter in the U.S. arsenal. You can get that shit right. That other thing's only fast when it's a plane. Look, I still stand by this stuff.
Stick to your guns.
What was your MOS?
I was a 01. I was just an administrative guy starting out. And then once I got to Japan, and when I was in Syracuse, I was an 0313. I was training our LEV crewman.
03 hump a lot?
Yeah. And then I actually was doing a lot of MCMAP training when I was in Japan in rifle range coaching.
Oh, you're part ninja.
Yeah. I just wanted to get out of offices.
Some recruiter was like, you love 01. This is great. You got a 40 on your ass.
I said I wanted to be around computers. That's what happened.
And you were. You
got him. Yep.
This is actually probably better. I spent 12 years of my 20 recruiting, so.
Yeah, nice.
My best friend Ken was an 01, so I wish he was on right now. He probably has all kinds of stories. But the other time was, so this base was a decent base. I'll never forget this, though. They were bringing the V-22 online, and the Air Force trains their V-22 guys on Lejeune or on New River Air Station.
Yeah, yep.
That's where the training squadron is. You know, it's back when they started joining everybody up. It's just cheaper that way.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The Air Force told the Marine Corps, if this barracks doesn't get upgraded, we're going to give our E1s and E2s bachelor allowance for housing and they can live off base. This isn't up to standard. Yep.
100%.
I'll never forget.
We had the same thing happen. We had Air Force come in for joint personnel up to join our units. And they're like, oh no, we're getting, they're like, oh yeah, we're just looking for an apartment. I'm like, you're an E3. Like, oh yeah, no, the Air Force will give us allowance for housing. I'm like, they won't even give an E6 allowance for housing at Lejeune right now. Like, if they're single, they're staying in the damn barracks.
That's it. Keep your ass right where you're at.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
My oldest son, he's 25. He was in the Coast Guard. You ain't seen shit till you were in the Coast Guard, though. So he deployed more than any person, any Marine could ever imagine to deploy.
Yeah.
I promise you. That boy would come home for a month, and I'd be like, all right, so how long are you home for this time? Just a month, Dad. We're going back out. We've got to go to South America. We've got to go to Florida. We got to go to Virginia. Yeah. And he would be gone for – they were always like 3 months, 4 months at a time. Yeah. Nothing – but he was constantly gone, constantly gone, constantly yeah. gone. But I'll never forget one day he calls me up. Actually, it was a text. Sends me a text, and it's this beautiful sunset. Brother, I'm going to promise you, Andrew, promise you – one of the most beautiful sunsets you've ever seen in your life. Sends me this message, and he's got a drink in his hand. He ain't 21 at the time. And I go, what are you doing, boy? Dad, I'm in an effing infinity hot tub watching the sunset in Mexico with a drink in my hand. I'm like, what? I thought you were on deployment. He's like, I am. The Coast Guard rented out an entire resort for us, all expenses.
Oh, rough life, rough I'm life.
Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
this can't be real, kid.
Yeah,
this cannot be real.
See, but yeah. I mean, you get to experience fun stuff. When I was in Japan, my boss was absolute batshit crazy. I mean, like, he called me up from the barracks one time. He's like, Sergeant Dibble, I need you up here ASAP. I'm like, all right. So I'd walk a mile and a half in the Okinawa heat, and I get up there, and he's like, the printer's out of paper. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, what else, sir? He's like, no, that's it. You can leave. I'm like, what the shit? But he's also the same guy that randomly walked in. He's like, do you have a to-go bag? I'm like, I always have one, sir. He's like, all right, go down and get it. We're taking the general's jet over to mainland. I'm like, oh, what? He's like, yeah, I need you to drive me to the building from the airport. He's like, then you can go do whatever you want for the next 8 hours. Oh, just, okay. Yep.
So you went right to Iwakuni for no reason.
Yeah, no reason whatsoever. He's also the one. So funny enough, when I was there, the chief of staff was the former crown prince of Micronesia, which is a little island between Japan and Australia. Well, we had a Marine that was KIA. And they wanted to do a funeral for him, especially because it was Micronesia and this Colonel Falcone was big on it. And because I had done so many funerals in New York, they're like, we want you to go. And I mean, pulled up to this. I mean, we flew into this island, took a C-130. I think there was 12 of us total in a C-130. And then landed. Guy picks us up. He's driving us. We're like, where are all the cars? He's like, there's probably about 10, 15 cars on the entire island. I'm like, holy shit. He's like, have you guys ever had fresh coconut? I mean, from the grocery store, he's like, no, that's not enough. Pulls over the car, climbs a coconut tree, gets it down, pulls a machete out, lops it open, and it turns out he was the mayor of the island. I mean, like, we were there for, I think, 7 days, two stories, there for 7 days. Every night was either a lobster boil or a fresh pig roast. But they had us staying in this little, I'll call it a hotel. But it had like this little bar, and we went there, and we're Marines, so there's a tad bit of alcohol consumption.
Just a little bit.
So the cops show up, the island police show up, and they're like, you know, we got complaints that it's too loud, all that, and they leave. And the bartender's sitting there looking at us, and we're like, what's wrong? She looks at us, she's like, I've lived here for 15 years. I didn't know we had police. We're like, all right, Marines are in town. Like, all right, we're here.
Oh, I love it. Is that not the best?
Yeah.
Like the shit, there's only one place I will promise you folks, and this made the news recently. And if you lived on the East Coast, I promise you, Andrew probably knows this. There is one place on the entire planet, all 360 degrees. And I know if my man Anthony is watching the earth, earth is flat and all that. So we'll go with the 360 that way. I love you, Anthony. I was just saying nice things about you today. There's one place on this planet Marines don't get respect. Service members in general don't get respect. And I'll probably get a blast for this. Do you know where that is?
I don't.
Do you know where it is, Andrew? Virginia.
Darn, okay.
Like, like I've gotten more speeding tickets in Virginia, and I would show them like my military ID, and they'd be like, "I don't give a shit about that."
Yeah.
Like, but I'm a Marine. So what? Oh, okay. Well, fuck it then.
Yeah. See, but I ran into that shit in New York too.
Really?
Backwoods, New York. I stopped 5:30 in the morning. I stopped at a stop sign, and apparently I California rolled through it. I was in my uniform, and I pulled out, and – or no, I wasn't in my camis because I was going to go to the gym. So I pull out. Guy pulls out of his driveway, state trooper – or Madison County Sheriff pulls out of his driveway, pulls me over, and he's like, "You know you rolled through that stop sign?" I'm like, where did you come from? Like, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, you know, that's my bad. You know, I'm driving to work." "Well, where do you work?" I'm like, "I'm in the – Marines, like I work up in Mattydale, up in Syracuse." "What's your MOS?" "Whoa, okay. Where are we going with this?" He's like, "Yeah." And then I ran into it in Syracuse. I got pulled over with my cousin after doing a funeral. I had my blues hanging in the back of my car. And he's like, "Oh, well, where are you going?" He's like, "Oh, well, you know, we're just going here and here." He's like, "Well, are those your blues in the back or your uniform in the back?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Are you sure? It smells like marijuana in this car." I'm like, "What is going on?" He's like, "There's a lot of people that are faking this uniform. Do you have an ID on you?" I'm like, "Holy shit. What? I don't get what is happening right now." Like, I'm so used to, cause I got out of a ticket being military,
but
but to have cops, like, I'm just like, what is going on? Like accusing us of smoking weed and accusing us of military fraud. And I'm like, "Oh," and this was before the Stolen Valor Act. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And I don't know if it's just they got lied to by a recruiter.
Shut up. We don't do that.
Or they just fucking. Or they were Army and they just hated Marine. I don't know. Like, it was just, but I ran into it a lot in New York.
Really? Like, yeah. See, Pennsylvania, I will tell you though, Pennsylvania was the best.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania was so great. I was out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, back before they put black boxes in government vehicles.
Yeah.
And back there, we used to say the fastest car in the world was a G-Jet. Okay. I had them plates. You couldn't stop me with them plates. Yep. And I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, coming off of, I don't remember if it was 80, 88, whatever the hell all the different roads out there are. And I was fucking hauling ass. Had an applicant in the car. I was trying to get, just because that was a 2-hour drive back to my station.
Oh yeah.
I was like, "Man, I don't feel like being," but I got a contract. Somebody was done. All of a sudden I hear over the mic, "Slow it down, Marine." I'm like, "I'm driving." And I hear, "Slow it down, Marine." I'm like, "What the hell? Where the hell did that come from?" I look over my left shoulder and there's a Pennsylvania state trooper on his intercom for his car.
Yep.
Yelling on the highway, "Slow it down, Marine." I'm like, "Fuck that shit. I'm slow down."
See, you know, so you bring up a valid point about Pennsylvania. I actually got pulled over. I was coming. What was it? I think it was my block leave before my first deployment. I was driving down and I saw one of those "slow down, my daddy works here" signs. I'm like, "All right, cool." Doing like 85, 90, whatever. And I pass it. And as I look to my left, Pennsylvania state trooper sitting right there. I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to jail." Like, "Oh, there's, yep, it's speed limit's 55. I'm doing 90. And he pulls me over. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "You know, I'm block leave," whatever. He's like, "I'm gonna give you a failure to obey a road sign. It's like a $50 fine. And you just slow it down." Roger that. Got it.
Right. High five.
Yep. Yep. You can, yeah, be my friend. Like,
but again, Virginia, here's another Virginia story though. Look, folks, I would admit that as a young man, I like to drive fast. Now I like to watch the dial on my truck to see how far up I can get the fuel economy thing. When it says like fuel economy 30 miles an hour, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I'm all about it. But when it goes the other way, I'm like, eh. So it was so funny. So I'm doing 80 and a 55 and I get a ticket in Virginia. And somebody said to me, they were like, "Look, you need to be prepared. They're going to go ahead and hit you with a, what'd they say?
Like a reckless driving?
Take, no, they're going to try to take your license away from you.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, really? You think so? They're like, yeah, I'm telling you right now, they're going to try to take your driver's license away from you. I said, I don't, why would they try to take my driver's license away from me? And so no big deal. The girl I was dating at the time, somebody said, make sure you give her a call and have her meet you. So I was like, all right. So the girl I was dating at the time, hit her up. I said, hey, why don't you meet me and, follow me. Don't you know, I pulled into that courthouse, walked in there, and that judge, I'm in uniform.
Yep.
Judge looked at me and goes through the whole thing. He goes, where's your license at? I smiled from ear to ear. I said, Maryland. He goes, well, I can't take your license away from you, but I can suspend it in this state for 30 days.
Damn.
I said, that's good. I said, that's cool. I was on 28 days leave, and the girl I was dating at the time, I handed her my car keys, said, you're driving, paid the ticket and left. And I was just very cautious leaving at the time. It was crazy. Like they were psychopaths out there.
Yeah, that is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah.
I get so many random texts. I have no idea what they are.
Fair enough.
So, we could talk Marine Corps shit all night.
We could.
Even with your, do you think young Marines today have TikTok lights in their room?
Probably. Well, you've seen that video. Come on now.
What video?
You've seen
what video?
The Marine video where his wife's like, he's a Marine or whatever it is. Tell me you've seen that video.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. If someone's watching, please try to find that. It is terrible.
No.
Yes, you must watch it. It's a TikTok video. And she's like, fight for freedom. And he's standing in the back in his camis. And she's like, he's a Marine. it is terrible. Oh.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I consider them gaming lights, not TikTok lights. But you know,
they're TikTok lights, bro.
Can I make them a different color so they're not TikTok?
I don't know. Like, no matter what, I expect you to take the bottom of your shirt and tie it around the top of your shirt.
I mean, I can, you know.
And do it like some kind of ridiculous ass dance.
Yeah. No, that video was bad, man. You need to look it up. It's terrible. No,
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. It's is absolutely terrible. Terrible.
Well, we're going to get this thing together and we're going to get it ready to tie it all up here. This is great. I'm telling you, I could just spend the entire night. Look, for those of you who have never seen this video, Cheryl, look, even though you're a Steelers fan, I'll let you come on anytime, support the show, back up any of my questions. I need somebody. I was just telling my buddy today, another Marine. I was like, I need a secretary. Like,
yeah.
I've determined this in my life because I have such a squirrely brain that I need a secretary so bad.
Yep.
Like my head just like brr, 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 is everywhere. I could so use a secretary. So Cheryl, if you want to volunteer to be my secretary, while Andrew's off doing his Twitch videos, if for those of you didn't catch it, we'll put that right back up here. Andrew's Twitch is twitch.tv/ it's not D's nuts, but I wanted to say that. Dibs and bits. DIBSNBITS. twitch.tv/DeltaIndiaBravoSierraNovemberBravoIndiaTangoSierra.
Love it.
Is that easier?
Yeah. It's easier for some of us.
I had somebody say to me the other day, he goes, you must have been in the service. I'm like, why? He was like, your phonetic alphabet.
I've had it down.
Like, I didn't realize there was more than one.
Well, no, I've had it down to like where I'm like, oh yeah, like Delta, India, Bravo. And they're like, what? I'm like, dog, ice, boy. Like, I don't know how to speak outside of the normal phonetics. Like,
I don't. You know what the best one though is the letter S, Sierra. Yeah. You not how many times I've been like, so my email is S M and they're like, huh? And I'm like, Sierra Mike.
So CM.
C as in cat. Yeah. I'm like, no, you mouth breather.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I've had to change it. Like, that's because Dibble, I'll say, like, oh, it's Dibble. They're like, oh, Bibble? I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. Or I'll be like, oh, well, Dribble. I'm like, at what point did you hear in that? No, it's Dibble. So, yeah.
It's Tribble, like in fucking Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah. So real quick, on the Star Trek conversation, I had never watched a single episode of Star Trek until I got married to my wife. And then she got me into Star Trek. I don't know what version was what, Cheryl. I don't know what version it was. Not the old one. I don't know. I have
like
no idea.
First generation, next generation.
I don't know. She's watching. She'll answer. I don't know what version it was. Something.
Original and next generation. Deep Space Nine.
I had never watched it. Oh,
great one. Deep Space Nine. I was a big Deep Space Nine guy.
Oh, well, so Pat McAfee, huge social media person. On May the 4th, he was like, oh, yeah, like May the 4th be with you or whatever. And his wife is like, oh, I don't know. I guess like Star Trek and Star Wars. She's like, they're the same thing. And he's like, oh, dear God. He's like, you better delete that tweet immediately. He's like, that is my reputation.
That's great. Yeah, I love Deep Space Nine. Well, I have a buddy of mine, Cliff, big dude. And I didn't know this. He was doing one of his shows and talking about Star Trek. I didn't know this. All Star Trek is canon. All Star Trek, you can trace their histories and all their pieces together.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. No idea.
Yeah, I had no idea either. Like, I heard of it, obviously, but yeah, it was a big thing. And then she's like, you need to watch it. And we started watching it. It was huge. And I'm like, and it was to the point where she's like, oh, let's go to bed. I'm like, no, let's just finish 3 to 7 more episodes.
Yeah.
So I got super addicted to it.
Yeah, I had no 0.0 idea.
Yep.
So, well, look, we're going to tie this up and put a bow on it. Folks, if you're looking to watch an amazing Twitch streamer, I need you to go ahead and check out Dibs. And just change that shit to D's Nuts. Dibs and Bits. Delta India, Bravo Sierra, November, Bravo India, Tango Sierra. Go and check that out. If you're listening to us, we always ask, take a few moments. Go onto whatever platform you're listening, whether it be Apple, whether it be Podbean, whatever it is, hit that like and subscribe button. The more of us like, more of us subscribe, the more opportunities it is for everybody else to hear it when they're searching for shows. And maybe someday I won't have to work for a living. Not that I really believe that, but it could happen. It might happen. So please take a moment, make sure you do that. As always, make sure you do not log off there, good sir, when I send you back to the green room, because you and I got a little more talking to do. And with that said, as always, good sir, the guest always gets the last word. And what is that last word you have for us?
I'll end it with a Semper Fi. Let's go.
There we go. Be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.